Stay in the know on all things Toronto with these highlights from the Toronto Today reporting team this week. The DoorDash grocery store where the public isn't allowed inside in the high-traffic King Street area, there's a grocery store exclusively for DoorDash delivery drivers. Toronto Today reporter Catherine Manny spoke to residents who live near the store about their feelings regarding the grocery store they can't enter. Chinatown Condo owes $10.5 million in unpaid property taxes. A condo building at Spadina Avenue and Sullivan Street in Chinatown owes the city's second highest property tax bill. Toronto Today data reporter Patrick Kane detailed the city's failed attempts to sell the building and looked at other properties in Toronto that have sky-high property tax bills. The article includes an interactive map of some of the biggest property tax arrears in the GTA. Newbie Notebook. Trying a wet Lambo's sandwich in Toronto or Lambo's sandwiches too wet? After one of his colleagues overheard coffee shop gossip about Lambo's New York-style subs, Toronto Today reporter Alex Flood took a trip to the sandwich shop to investigate. Toronto greenlights more mid-rise housing and asks staff to plan for taller build. City councillors approved a policy last Thursday that will allow developers to build apartments as high as the street is wide on some of Toronto's busiest streets. Toronto Today City Hall reporter Aidan Chamundi did a deep dive into what these changes entail and what city councillors are focusing on next when it comes to housing. Bike lane protest. Hundreds gather to deliver ghost bikes to Queen's Park. Hundreds of Torontonians flooded the streets near Queen's Park on Thursday to protest the Ford government's proposed removal of bike lanes in the city. Toronto Today reporter Catherine Manny attended the protest, interviewed its organizers, and witnessed a heated exchange between protesters and motorists. Renovated South Riverdale Housing Co-op will have 26 units. Data reporter Patrick Kane documented the opening of a reconstructed cooperative apartment complex in the South Riverdale neighborhood Friday morning. City officials, including Mayor Olivia Chow, attended the announcement of the complex, which now has 26 units, up from 9 before construction began. Future of longstanding harm reduction clinic uncertain as deadline to vacate looms. The works, a longstanding downtown Toronto harm reduction clinic, has until April 2025 to vacate its current location after being sold to Toronto Metropolitan University last spring. Toronto Today reporter Catherine Manny explained the background behind the acquisition and the impacts it'll have on the services offered by the works, especially as the province has banned safe consumption sites within 200 meters from schools and childcare centers.